वच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्तिहे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय माम चरणन्ति। Up till now, we have answered so many questions about Guru Tattva. You should know all and do accordingly. So Guru Nishtha, Guru Bhakti is the root, backbone of Bhakti. If you have no Guru Bhakti, Guru Nishtha, very strong, then at any time you can be weak and you will be taken by Maya. So always you should be very strong in this. Have good faith in him. Don't have any idea that he is a person like us, ordinary person. And he has taken birth and he will die. Otherwise it will be offense. We should know him that he is transcendental, associate of Krishna. Tathapi, he is servant of Krishna. Sakshatharitena samasta shastra. He has all the good qualities of Krishna in him. Like Krishna, but not Krishna. But yet some in meaning he is Krishna. What Krishna? Krishna or two Krishna. One Vishaya and one Ashraya. He is Ashraya. So he should be honored like that. Don't think that he does not know our any heart. Don't think. He knows, but he keeps secret. As if I'm not knowing. So we had discussed so much things about this. We want to come to the subject that why Krishna appeared in this world, what was the reason and what were the main reasons why he came. Can you tell the main reasons that Krishna appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here very presently.
Om Gajanandasya Gyanandala Sadatya Chakshur.
Now we should again begin from beginning. Each and every person, even animals, they have some object, and to have their object, they choose any way. That is called sadhan sadhan. What is the object? It is called sadhya. And then how to have this? This is called way, that is sadhan. we see that from beginning we think, our father mother thinks, that we should be happy, not suffering. So we give our children to school to read and to be qualified, to know how he can be happy. So in the beginning all wants to be wealthy by hook and crook. So wealth or money is object. Someone chooses the path of they want to be advocate, lawyer, some become doctors, or some engineers, some business persons, they follow business. But more main purpose, what is the goal of their life?
To have money.
To have money, anyway. So this is called goal or object. And how to make it? This is called way or process, or that is called sadhana. If you have not fixed your sadhya, that is goal, then how you can fix your ways how to earn this? So first we should know our object. What is our object? I told it in a very simple way. So what is our goal? We cannot fix it. We should try to depend on Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the books of our Goswami, the persons of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, especially Srimad Bhagavat, what he tells, what is the goal of a life, what is the goal? What we will think, it may be wrong. But what Srimad Bhagavati is suggesting, it is an established thing. It is for our good. So, here, first he has told that we want happiness. How we can be happy? How we can be happy? From less and less births, we are forgetting Krishna. And now Maya controlling. We are in the control of Maya. Sometimes very beautiful aspara.
Angels.
Sometimes like these. Some donkey, sometimes hog, pigs,
monkeys,
and so many things. Sometimes fishes. So many things. From beginning of this creation, not this, less and less creation has been done before. From beginning we are, but we are not happy. It is a very wonderful thing that you have tested, you have enjoyed so much lust in all your life, all your species of life, but still not satisfied. Again, marry and marry. So this is that we are controlled by here Maya. She is giving so much suffering. So, our object is anyhow to serve Krishna, to remember Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna. how we can do, what services we can do. In the third chapter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this object or sadhya has been told. To serve Krishna is our object. It should be our object. But how we can serve him? So this is the thing. Anarpita charim chirat karnaya vatirna kalo samarpayitam unnato chal rasang swabhakti sriyam harihapurata sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare skuratami sachinandana. Prior to this, I want to say that Krishna came to establish Yuga Dharma. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to establish Yuga Dharma. At that time, at the time of Krishna, what was Yuga Dharma? What was Yuga Dharma that he came to establish? All persons were very lusty, not controlling their heart and mind and senses. All were enjoying sense gratification. Jarasandha, Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantapakra, Javana, Kaljavan, Duryodhan, his all brothers, Vidu, Karna, Shakuni, Dushasan, all they are doing so. Very nonsense they were. So, Yuga Dharma was to kill them and to establish Atma Dharma. They were struggling always, taking the wives of others, making so much problems. They were thinking that this body is my, I am this body. So it was very necessary to kill them and to establish Yuga Dharma. How he did? Oh, Mahabharata was done. And Pandavas are Kaurav who are fighting. Pandavas were in the one side, in what side? Dharma side. And Duryodhana and all, Karna, Dushasan, all were in the side of Adharma. Pandavas are fighting for Dharma. Why? To fulfill the wish of Krishna. And Kauravas, to take revenge and to kill Pandavas, so that maybe they may be the successor of whole world, they may be king of whole world. So, strictly they were doing all these things. So Krishna came and he was in the side of Arjun, Pandavas in the side of Dharma. All the soldiers, whether in Krishna side, Pandava side or Kaurava side, all were put to death, killed. Only five brothers, Pandavas and Krishna, were saved and one side, and another side only three. Krishvarma, Asatthama and Kripacharya, only three. After that, what became? All ladies became widow. No? But all the demons were killed of both sides. And no one was to fight again. So, a very chaste lady like Draupadi, a pure devotee, Gandhari, Kunti, and others were set. Now they were qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So he inspired Sukadeva Goswami. After that, a session was there. First session. Parikshit Maharaj was sitting on the bank of Ganges and he was going to die within 7 days. Last day 7 days. And he was thinking what to do. And then Sukadeva Goswami came naked. Where his father, Vyasadeva, was there. Narada Goswami was there. Vasishtha. And so many qualified Brahmagyata, so high class of devotees, Parashar and all were there. They honored Sukadeva Goswami. And they all ordered, especially Parikshit requested him to speak on Bhagavatam. When they heard Srimad Bhagavatam, what? The love of gopi is the highest aim told by Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is not our goal, that we should have Krishna. Oh, Krishna Prem. If you have not Krishna Prem, then like you can be like Kansa. He met with Krishna, but there was no affection in his heart, so he became like an enemy, like a demon. He wanted to kill Krishna. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, all they met with Krishna, but they could not see the beauty and sweetness, anything of Krishna. So anyone having no prem, if Krishna meets, oh, he cannot honor Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam and all epics have established that our object, our sadhya is not Krishna. But what is?
Krishna
prem. It is divided in so many. Shanta prem, Sakha prem, Dasya prem, Sakha prem, Vatsalya prem, and Madhur prem. Five kinds. We have any relation within these with Krishna? In our transcendental, constitutional form.
But in Latin position.
Without this, anyone cannot be. Must be among five relations. But now it is covered with Maya. But we have all these things in
latent position.
So when we will begin sadhana under the guidance of a very qualified guru, oh, it will come out. What relation you have? Oh, it must come. So we have some relation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to only help them. Especially, like gopi prem, it is the highest love and affection, more than any of four. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give this, not for what? Yuga Dharma. Or, bhai, Sansar Dharma mein.
Varnashram
Dharma. To establish Varnashram Dharma. I went to Saranagati and heard that this is Varnashram Dharma. Saranagati. We should follow Varnashram Dharma. Yet, although Varnashram Dharma may be root some platform, but we should that even without Varnashram Dharma, Singla and so many, Jagai, Madai and so many, there attend the love of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never come to establish Yugdharma, but it was established automatically. He had not come to for establish Yugdharma, but Yugdharma was established by he gave Nam Sankirtan. by this. Yuga Dharma of Kalikal is Nam Sankirtan. So it was done. But this is the duty of
Mahavishnu.
Of Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya, like. They can do it easily. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at that time present, and quickly he adopted this method, Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dharma. And he mixed something from his own side. What was that? Love and prema. So Nam Sankirtan Pravartainu. I will do Nam Sankirtan, but not ordinary like other yugas, Kali yugas. Oh, love and affection. And what was that? It has been told in Anarpita Charin Chirat, Karunaya Avatirna Kalu. In very deep meaning, it has been told our sadhya or object of our deep, for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So that is Anarpita Charin. It has been not given before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Krishna came, Ramchandra came. Even so many came. Jayadeva Goswami came. And so many Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita, all came. Even Hanuman came with Ramchandra. Even Sita came, Bharat came. So many came. Oh, anyone could not give this. And what is this? Anarpita Charin Chirat, Karunaya Avatirna.
Who came? Full of mercy. He could not always the certain talk to us. So mercy is given. And he wanted to give a talk of object of talk. And what is that? Samarasaditam Unnato Jyalarasam Prabha Krishna Unnato Ujjalarasam. What is it? Unnato Jyalarasam? So you can attend it. One giving it in very brief form.
In brief.
One says, wait on this fruit
on full moon and evening. Krishna is so beautiful. Taking some flowers here. Like what? Varaha Pedam Natavarvapu Karnayo Karnita Bribhadvasa Kanak Kapisham Pejanti Shamala Randhan Venu Adhar Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Brindai Brindaranyam Sabadaramanam Pavishatakrita. Oh, cubit of cubit, Krishna entered in Vrindavan. Near the bank of Yamuna, full of flowers, fragrant, especially on the shade of Bansi butter. And he played on floor. All were attracted. The gopis who were sleeping, the gopis who were making chapati, who were decorating themselves, what became? This messenger came. Who messenger?
The flute sound,
very sweet and very attractive came. And entered in their houses of gopis. Through this door, entered. And it forcibly took
their hearts.
And quickly, what going? Oh, running towards Krishna. Then gopi saw, oh, very big thief, like dacoit. He had taken everything, not left anything. He had taken our heart. How can we live? How can we maintain our life? So also they began to run, to follow that flow, sound. Oh, you should return, otherwise we will follow. They have no time to tell to others. So all began to run away to follow Krishna, float sound. First gave, returned or hurt, otherwise you should go, follow you. So all gopis, each other, not telling to other, they have no time, and they are following this float sound. But they saw, from where the float sound was coming, a very beautiful, marvelous cupid of cupid. Oh, you should return our hurt. Otherwise, how we can return? We cannot return now. Without hurt, how can we return? Never. Anyhow, rush was there. Krishna became in rush dance, but you know, with all gopi, each gopi, he became one Krishna. So, lakhs and lakhs gopis, and Krishna became lakhs and lakhs. Why? Because all the gopis had left their husbands, chastity, they have given up their houses, wealth, reputation, loka lajja, shyness, everything. In India, that any lady can give up anything, he will prefer to die but not to give his
chastity and shyness.
This is a special thing of Indian Vedic ladies. They will die, but they will not give up their shame. But even this lefty, so Krishna wanted to satisfy all the gopis. So he became, he manifested himself and so many gopis. With all gopis he was dancing like those and this. And all were attracted. If he is not doing so, then he will be rainy.
Better to them.
He must try to satisfy. But very wonderful, very wonderful. Krishna always does to all gopis, oh, you are my highest class of most beloved. Especially Srimati Radhika. Radhika saw that he is a very cunning and cheater and dhurta, liar. He just told me, that is your most beloved. There is no one like you. But in front of me, and he is dancing to each gopis. And she could not tolerate. So he disappeared. Then Krishna thought, oh, if no Radhika, no dance. For whom this dance? And whom for this rush? Krishna also persuaded.
Followed.
First Mati Radhika went. And he played on flute. Oh, Radhika, where you are. I cannot tolerate your separation. No? Then, anyhow, she saw that Radhika is there. He made, and he decorated himself. And I'm promising, I will not offend anymore. So be happy. Be merciful to me. And he gave his clothes, everything, take up feathers to the hands of Radhika. You are my master. You can use any way to me. Na pare ham nirvadya sanyujam, like this. He told. No. Anyhow, she became satisfied, pacified. But gopis were very tricky also, more than Krishna. Oh, They began to ask something to Krishna. Oh, we have heard that a person who is loving another person, he loves another, and other also love him, reciprocal, then it is not pure. This is a kind. If you love, I will love. Another kind of love or fashion is this. If you love or not, I must love you. And thirdly, anyone loves or not, he does not love to anyone. There are three kinds of person. Understand again. Those who love for love. Those, whether loving or not loving you, I must love you. And thirdly, you are loving or not, I will not love you. Oh Krishna, in what category you are, please explain to us. Firstly, they were making such an atmosphere that Krishna would admit that whether you are doing prem or not, I am not loving you. So Krishna smiled. Very tricky. He is guru of tricky. He smiled somewhat and told that those who love for love, oh, they are not real lover or beloved. They are business person. Coming from clients to shopkeeper and taking something like salt, anything, chawal, dal or anything. They are business person. No Vishuddha Nirmal Prem.
Not pure love.
Understand? Yes, you are loving. And once that he should also love me. So gopis, Krishna is telling, if you are loving me, that Krishna will love me, then it is no pure. It is like a business bag. I am not among these. Next. If you are loving or not loving, but I must love. What is this? Oh, this is very good. Oh gopis, you are like this. Where I am loving or not loving, but you are loving. This is fatherly or motherly love and affection. Father, mother never wants any love from his children, their children. Always supporting the same. If they are doing anything nonsense, but oh mother, oh father, oh they will come and they will forget everything for them. So this is very pure. And you are like this. Whether I am loving you or not loving, but you are loving me. And thirdly, but now I am not like that. I am not in that category. Thirdly, those who are loving, they are not loving it, whether you love or not. Who are they? I am also not among them. Those who are Atmaram. Atma?
Aptakam.
Oh, if Sukadeva Goswami is there, anyone loves or not loves, what to do? He has not loved. Because he is always thinking about Lord and he is very satisfied in that. He has no time, no outer vision to see that, oh, he is serving, he is loving or not loving. Because we love as worldly love. And he is in transcendental love. Serving Krishna, so he is happy. So he is called Atmaram. And Aptakam, whose all desires have been satisfied. How? Oh, remembering and chanting and serving Krishna. Who is Atmaram? I am not like Atmaram or Atmakam also. I will tell you afterward. And secondly, thirdly, Guru Drohi or Akritagya and Guru Drohi. What is Akritagya?
Ungrateful.
If father and mother and Gurujan are supporting nourishing from childhood, but if you are not serving your father mother now, then you are Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
Don't be ungrateful to father and mother. Never, never. If he is one in the case, he is opposite to Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, you may do like that. Otherwise, you should always serve them. Don't be grateful, ungrateful. And fourthly, Guru Drohi. Without reason or with reason, don't give any sufferings, any problem to your father, mother, and your Gurudev. Especially Gurudev. Don't do. Then you are Guru Drohi if you are doing. If you are doing against them, oh, why you are so? Get out from my house. Oh, this is what? Guru Drohi. Krishna told, Guru Drohi are so many. More explanation, but my time is very short. So I'm telling this. So I'm not among this. I'm not Atmaram. Why not? You are Supreme Lord. You are more than Sukadeva Goswami. Oh, I'm not Atmaram because I played on flute and called you all. I'm not happy. So I'm not Atmaram. You are my Atma. You are my soul. I want to please you. And you want to please me. So I'm not Atmaram. Not
Aptakam.
Aptakam. My all desire has never been fulfilled. That is why, I'm praying you to be pacified. No? Don't be angry to me. Atmaram or Atmakam cannot say like this. How you can tell me Atmaram or Aptakam? Oh, in the boyhood, I used to take makkhan from
little butter from here and
here and there. And if something mother doing, I used to be very angry. You know, I made a hole in the pot of yogurt. And my mother became very serious to me. And with a danda, bamboo stick, he was following me to bite me. So how I am Atma Yogi or Atmaram? I'm not. You know that sometimes I become angry. So how I? I like you. That is why I'm pacifying you. I'm requesting you. So I'm not Atma Yogi. And you can then think that I'm not a Guru Drohi. Not Akritagya. I'm Kritagya.
Grateful to you all.
I'm grateful to all. I was grateful to my mother. I was grateful to my friends and so. So I'm not among any of them. Then Gopi smiled and told, then who are you? In what category? Oh, I like you. I want to glorify in the whole world. Gopi is my best friend. And I cannot repay them in less and less birth. I cannot repay you. Then Gopi told, smiling, you have repaid us because you have taken shelter in our lotus feet and you are telling that I am defeated by you. Oh, we wanted this all. So what is this? Oh, this is Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. How gopis satisfied Krishna with his love, with their loves. And this is called Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. This is the highest object. It is in Valli Radhika, in Mahabhava. Not in any. But Anyhow, the fraction of Srimati Radhika this mode, oh, this should be our object, to please Krishna. Otherwise, he cannot be controlled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came especially to give these things. So this is our object. But this should not be our object. Why? Because this is the mood of Srimati Radhika. And this is Unnata Ujjwal high class of us. Only to serve gopis, those who have this mood, is our goal. And this is what? Oh, this is Manjari mood. So this is how to serve. Not to Radhika. Oh, their sakhis, like Lalita Vishakha, Rup Manjari and others. We want the mood of Rupa Goswami, internally and externally. What he has told in his Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. So you should know this is Unnata Ujjwala Ras, and the beauty of this, the kinkari, the maid servant of Radhika. Mood is this. So this is the highest object sadhya for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Rupa Goswami has told. This is the object or sadhya. But how to have this? Oh, this process is called bhakti. Beginning from where? Adau saddha. Tata sadhu sangha, tato anartha nivritti, nishtha ruchi asakti, tato bhava, tato prema abhidanchati, sadhaka naam ayam premra. You should discuss all these things in morning class. These things. Adho saddha, tata sadhu sangha. We should begin from there. Here. What is called Shraddha? Shraddha of two kinds. Our Shraddha is like worldly Shraddha. This we will not do. Or it should be the fraction of transcendental love. Pure Shraddha. I think that from tomorrow you should discuss in your classes how to achieve this prema. After this, what is called Nishtha? What is called Ruchi, and what is called Asakti, and what is Mood or Rati, we should know by definitions and by so many examples, and this is our highest object to be the mere servant of Radhika. Now, Gaur Premanande. I told you this thing. Try to realize something. I know that you are not qualified to realize, but even you should hear something. This is our goal. And then I think that they are preparing for drama. They should at once come. In the meantime, oh, Madhurashtak, you can do both.